Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. My name is Spencer, and this is my podcast where I read you the dictionary, and that's all it is. Nothing more, nothing less. It's just that. Boy, I had a busy, busy work week. I worked over 50 hours in 4 days, so I am off of work today. So, of course, I came into the office to record an episode of this podcast for you. For you. Hey, should I tell you that you can watch this on YouTube? You can watch this on YouTube on my channel at SpeedJampar. You can join the Patreon for only one little tiny US dollar a month, and that will get you early episodes. You can buy some merchandise. There's a link in the show notes. You can also write a review on Apple Podcasts, and I think also Spotify. Spotify definitely has comments. Do they have reviews too? I think they do. That would make me feel so good. It would give me my heart all of the warms and the fuzzies and the puppies and the kittens. And you can send me an email, dictionarypod@gmail.com. If you want to get a hold of me, you can follow me on social media at dictionarypod. You can leave a voicemail on the Google Voice number, which is in the show notes. And I'm totally going to put it in an episode. Unless you don't want to. All right, we got to get to the words. We got to talk about this first word, which is it my eyes or my glasses that are getting stupid? It's Ganymede, G-A-N-Y-M-E-D-E. Boy, I'm getting closer and closer to needing those progressive new lenses. I've delayed for a very long time. This got to happen. Okay, Ganymede is a noun. Did I say capital G? That's very important, probably. Noun from 1565. This is a beautiful youth in classical mythology carried off to Olympus to be the cupbearer of the gods. What a interesting job to bear the cups. Here's your cup, sir. Here's your cup, ma'am. Here's your little teacup. I'm a little teacup. Ganymede. Oh, I'm sure there's a whole story about Ganymede. Maybe I should put a link in the show notes for Ganymede. Could learn about what is it like to be a cupbearer for the gods. Yeah, okay. Now, I need to figure out a sound effect to make. Should I just go bloop? Okay, now we have the word. It's an acronym. G-A-O. Is it still called an acronym if it doesn't make a word, like laser? So, capital, all caps, G-A-O, abbreviation. That's what I was looking for. It says it right there. Just keep on reading, dummy. It stands for General Accounting Office or Government Accountability Office. Either way, the G-A-O is an office. Brap. Next is JAL. Is it JAL or JAL? Jail? It looks like a long A pronunciation. Jail? Is that how you would say it? Oh, yes. Oh, I see. Okay. So it is spelled, G-A-O-L, pronounced jail. It is the chiefly British variation of jail or jailer, because the other version is G-A-O-L-E-R. British people, come on, get to me, send me messages, send me a voicemail in your beautiful British accent. Why? What? Why are you spelling this with the G-A-O-L? I need to know these things. Please and thank you so much. What is happening with this word? Brap. Next is gap. First form noun from the 14th century. Number 1A. A break in a barrier. And examples of that barrier would be a wall, a hedge, or a line of military defense. Quite different than the other two examples. A wall, a hedge. military. The hedge made me think of the classic shot and meme of Homer backing up into the hedge. And so there must have been a gap, a Homer-sized gap in the hedge for him to sneak into. What else do we got? We got 1B. It is an assailable position. You can get into a position where you can assail somebody, so you're in a gap. Maybe that's more military. 2A, a mountain pass. We must go through the mountain pass, but we can't. There's no gap. Wait, there's a gap. Yes, we can pass through the mountain pass because there's a gap. 2B, the synonym is ravine. Ah, yes. So it's just a big valley, a big chasm. I think I saw chasm maybe in the, in the etymology. Number 3, the synonym is spark gap. No clue what that is. Something with electricity, maybe, or electrons. It's a gap in the sparks. Maybe Mario can slip in through the gaps in the sparks when the big thing is spinning around. Number 4A, a separation in space. Just any space. But how can space be separated? A separation in space? I mean, I don't think we're necessarily talking about the space up there with the galaxies and the stars and the Greek gods on Olympus. No, I can't separate space. Number 4B is an incomplete or deficient. That's the word. Deficient area. It went over to the other line. I was very confused by that word. An incomplete or deficient area, as in a gap in her knowledge. She's like, oh, you know, when you're talking about biology, I know all about that. But when it comes to chemistry, there's a gap in my knowledge when it comes to chemistry. I think I personally have a gap in my knowledge in every little possible thing out there in the world. I maybe know a little bit about a thing, and then the rest of it's just a big old gap in my brain. Number 5, a break in continuity. The synonym is hiatus. Everything's going along. You're working 5 days a week, and then all of a sudden you're like, you know what? I'm going to take a gap. I'm going to take a gap in my work. I'm going to take a little hiatus. I'm going to go on a trip. I am. I'm taking a gap in my work very soon. I'm excited. Number 6, a break in the vascular cylinder of a plant where a vascular trace departs from the central cylinder. So this is the internal structure of a plant, and there's a break in that thing. I don't know my plant, so I don't know what sort of gap this is, but plants can have a gap. Number 7, lack of balance. The synonym is disparity, as in the gap between imports and exports. So there's a disparity between them. There's a lack of balance between the imports and the exports. So maybe a country is sending out a lot of things. They're doing a lot of exports, sending things to all over the country, all over the world, because everybody's like, I want your thing. I want your thing. Your thing is so great. Your electric car. Ooh, it's so great. But there's not a lot of imports coming in. They're not buying stuff from everybody. They're like, all of your stuff is crap. I don't want those, but my stuff is great. So there's a big gap in the balance between imports and exports. Number 8, a wide difference in character or attitude. A wide difference in character or attitude. Again, it's kind of like the disparity. The example is the generation gap. Oh, don't get me started on the generation gap. I feel like the people even 10 years younger than me are totally different than me. But then you talk about the gap between the boomers and the Zs or the alphas. Which one are we on now? I can't even keep track. Oh, geez. Can't even comprehend the generation gap. It's massive. It's like a ravine. Number 9, a problem caused by some disparity, as in a communication gap. Oh, I could talk more about the communication gap than the generation gap. People just communicate differently. And I know that my brain thinks different than a whole lot of other people out there in the world. So I'm like, wait a minute, what? How? I was confused by that thing that you said. Everybody else understood it, but there's a communication gap. So I was very confused by that. Maybe we should be a little bit more explicit for Spencer because he is different. He thinks different. But then sometimes I feel like I'm a little bit of a translator. If I see two people talking, I'm like, wait, hold up. They're saying that, but you think they're saying that. I can see this happening. It happens all the time. How it's so hard when you're in it because everybody has their own way that their brain works, and it's so hard to switch and switch it around. There's another example, the credibility gap. There's a problem caused by some disparity. There's a disparity in your credibility. Gappy, that is an adjective. The etymology says this is Middle English from Old Norse, which means chasm or hole, akin to the Old Norse gapa, which means to gape. To gape, like you're staring at a thing, which we're going to see that word shortly, and then that became a chasm. Makes me wonder why the clothing store decided to be called Gap. I could look that up real quick. Do I have time for that? Let's see. Why did Gap Store call them that? It's funny to see the different things. Why did the Gap Store call me? That was one of the pop-ups. Call them that. I don't know how to word that. Let's see. The Gap Store is named after the Generation Gap. The term for the differences in opinions and values between younger people and older people. Founders Don and Doris Fisher opened the first store in 1969 and chose the name to represent bridging this generational divide, with the store initially appealing to teens and college-aged customers by selling records and Levi's jeans. Huh. So were they trying to say that we're the type of clothes and things that the younger people and the older people will like? We're bringing all of the generations together? Interesting. If you have any thoughts on that, please let me know. Is that true? Do people of all ages go shop at the Gap? Bwah! That's the sound effect. Now we have the second form of Gap, which is a verb from 1879. We are starting with transitive. Number one, to make an opening in, excuse me, I'm just going to gap the mountains. I'm going to create a pass. I'm going to make a ravine. Here you go. Now you may travel through the mountain gap. Number two, to adjust the space between the electrodes of. The electrodes of what? Oh, it's a spark plug. So maybe that would be the spark gap. To adjust the space between the electrodes. So the spark plug, it's dealing with electricity. I don't know anything more than that. But you can adjust the spacing between the electrodes. So you're gapping the spark plug. You're creating a spark gap. Okay, so now we have intransitive, which is to fall or stand open. To fall open, to stand open, to gap. Like your mouth? Ah. Maybe? I don't know. Bwah! Now we have the word gape, first form. I guess it's sometimes gap, depending on how you want to say that. It is a verb from the 13th century, and it looks like it is only intransitive. Number 1A, to open the mouth wide. Ah, yes, okay, so I see gape. I guess I was thinking, oh, maybe when I saw gape in the Old Norse gapa, to gape, I was thinking more of gaze. Yeah, that's probably what my brain was doing. My brain is not working so good. But gape, ah, I'm a gape. Ah, what? I am so shocked and amazed. I saw somebody do a card trick just the other day. They flipped a card from one hand to the other and it went burp right into the thing. And I was like, ah, I'm gaping my mouth. I'm creating a gap. Between my teeth. See, there's the connection. Number 1B, to open or part widely, as in holes gaped in the pavement. Holes gaped in the pavement. There's the holes are like, I'm a mouth in the pavement. Please feed me tar, cement. Number two, to gaze stupidly. Oh, well, I guess this kind of is what I was thinking of. To gaze stupidly or in open-mouthed surprise or wonder. Whoa, I'm gazing at the stars when my mouth is gaping. I'm gaping my mouth. I'm gaping at the stars because I'm gazing with a gap in my mouth. Number three, the synonym is yawn. I hope that you are yawning at this very moment. Gapingly, that is an adverb. So, a little bit more etymology maybe from the Old Norse gapa, which we learned is to gape. Perhaps akin to the Latin hiare, which means to gape or yawn. And there's more at the word yawn. Gape and yawn, basically the same thing. The second form of gape is a noun from 1535. Number one, an act of gaping. 1A, we got a couple sub-definitions. 1A, the synonym is yawn, so a yawn is a gape. Number 1B, an open-mouthed stare. Just, yeah. Number 2, an unfilled space or extent. Someday, maybe the Grand Canyon will be filled with jello, but right now, it's a gap, a gape. It's both. Number 3A, the median margin-to-margin length of the open mouth. What? So the median, like the average margin-to-margin length of the open mouth. Well, I'm not sure if we're talking about this mouth, the mouth on your face, the mouth on your head. We could be. What's the average distance from margin to margin, from lip to lip, from tooth to tooth, from corner to corner? Or is this a different mouth that we're talking about? Probably. But wait, we have 3B. The line along which the mandibles of a bird close. Ah, maybe we're talking about the bird mouth, at least on this one. The line along which the mandibles of a bird close. Okay, they close, and then there's a line, and then there's a gap, I guess. 3C, the width of an opening. A door, there's a door right over there. They'll let me out of this room someday through that door. So the width of that door, that is the gape. Can measure it. It's like, I don't know, 2 inches?
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
100 inches? No, it's probably like, what? There's a standard. It's like 36 inches or something. Number four. So 4A says plural, but singular in construction. So number 4A is a disease of birds, and especially young birds, in which gape worms invade and irritate the trachea. Oh, I got some gape worms in my trachea. It's very irritating. I'm a tiny little bird. Number 4B. So we say they got the gape. They're sick with the gape. Number 4B. A fit of yawning. Oh, I have a fit of yawning. It's yawn after yawn after yawn. I don't know if I've ever had a fit of yawning. I've had a fit of sneezing, a fit of hiccups. Hiccups, but not yawning. Next is gaper. Could sometimes be gapper, I guess. Noun from circa 1637. Number one, one that gapes. Number two, any of several large, sluggish, burrowing clams, including several used for food. The family names are Myasidae, and also Macridae. those are the family names of these gapers because, oh, what are they? What are they? What are they? They're clams. And they basically just are big mouth. That's all. They're just a shell and a shell on top of each other. And they go, mrah, and they gape open. That's all they do. And maybe other things. Mrah. Next we have, oh, here it is, gape worm. Yuck, yuck. Could also be gap worm. Noun from 1873. This is a nematode worm that causes gapes in birds. The species name is Syngamus trachea. Oh, they literally just put the word trachea right in there. Part of me would like to look this up on the internet to see what we're talking about, but also a bigger part of me says, hell no, don't do that. Please don't look up what a gape worm looks like, or also what a bird with the gape, the gapes with the worms in the trachea. Nope, don't want to see that at all. My imagination is fine. I don't need actual evidence of that photo. But maybe you should look it up. Gaping, that's next. Adjective from 1588. It just means wide open. The gaping plains of Montana. The example is a gaping hole. It's wide open. A well? God, there's those sinkholes that just open up randomly. What? I mean, literally, like, buildings, cars, people, I think, have fallen into these gaping holes into the earth. What is happening? Has anybody sent a drone down there? I feel like we have the technology now to go look down those things and maybe big enough drones get people out of there. I hope we can do that. Gap junction is next. It is two words, noun from 1967. It is an area of contact between adjacent cells characterized by modification of the plasma membranes for intercellular communication or transfer of low molecular weight substances. So it's gap junction. It's a weird little paradox because there's a gap, but there's a junction. They're joining together. So if I understand correctly, the cells next to each other are touching. Basically, they're touching, and then they can send things back and forth between them. They can send information. Adjacent cells characterized by modification of the plasma membranes. Oh, their membranes are being modified for intercellular communication or transfer. They're like, hey, I want to send you some stuff. Can we modify our plasma membranes? Can we talk to each other? It's like when you put your phones up to each other, and then you send photos and things. Now we have gapped scale. Scale, gapped scale, two words, noun from 1910. It is a musical scale derived from a larger system of tones by omitting certain tones. A gapped scale. Well, that makes sense. Oh, it's a scale, but we took out some of them, so there's gaps in the scale. I want to look this up as because I'm so curious, like, are there specific types? Why are we doing this? It's a musical scale that is derived from a larger scale by omitting certain tones, resulting in a scale with fewer than seven notes. The most common example, the pentatonic scale. That was the first one that came to mind. It is derived from the major or minor scale by removing the fourth and seventh degrees, creating a sound with a gapped or incomplete feeling compared to the full seven-note scale. Well, I think of the blues. Would that be the blues pentatonic scale? Down, 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 down. I can't think of it at the moment. Let's see. Yeah, sometimes there's bigger than whole note intervals. Let's see. So the C major pentatonic scale is C, D, E, G, and A. So we got rid of F and we got rid of B. Yes, the blues scale is a little bit different. It's like, I don't know if that's accurate or not, but that's what my brain likes to do. What? Next is gap-toothed. Two words with a hyphen. It is an adjective from 1567. It means having gaps between the teeth. Oh, really? Shocking. Gapped tooth? You have gaps between your teeth? I think, of course, the most common example that we see, because it's right there up in front, is people who have a gap in between their two front teeth on the top. There was a whole documentary that I saw. Well, it was short. Was it like called Gap-Toothed Women or something like that? I should look it up. And it was maybe made in the 60s or the 70s. And it was a lot of photos and maybe some footage of women. And yes, 1987. Called Gap-Toothed Women. Wow, Spencer, how did your brain come up with this? It's by Les Blank. Is that the person's name? Is that a fake name? I'm not sure. Here, let's just read a little bit about it. Look, you can buy it for $3. It's only 3.5 minutes long. I think that's worth it. A charming Valentine to women born with a space between their teeth, ranging from lighthearted whimsy to a deeper look at issues like self-esteem and societal attitudes towards standards of beauty. Interviews were conducted with over 100 women, including model Lauren Hutton and Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. Oh no, it's 31 minutes. I'm sorry. The trailer must be 3.5 minutes, and then I guess you can buy it for three. That's a great deal. Worth it. Yes, I remember watching this in a film class in college, and this is a whole Les Blank website of just all the stuff. Love it. Yes, I think, if I remember correctly, the conclusion was gap-toothed women are great. Simple. That's the tagline. Okay. Next is gap year, two words, noun from 1985. It is a one-year hiatus from academic studies to allow for non-academic activities. I did not do this. I did not take a gap year. I feel like, is this a more European term? And in America, did we have a different term for this? But now I think everybody's just using gap year. I think this is a pretty good thing to do. Well, I guess technically I did do 2 years. I took a double gap year. It wasn't like I'm going to go live in Europe for a year. It wasn't like a very specific planned out thing, and then I'm going to come back to my studies. It was like, I'm not, school and my brain are not really working so well together, and so I'm just going to stop, and I work. And then work some more, and then I guess I can go back to school. So that was how things worked for me. Gap year. Yeah, usually people are like, I'm going to go live in another country. I'm going to go see what that's like. That'll be fun. That'll be interesting. Take gap year. Also, I think it's just very important for your growth as a human at that age, right around probably 20, when you think you're a full-fledged human, you think you know what's going on with the world and your life, but you don't know. You need that time to figure out who you are, what you want to be doing. And you know what? In 5 or 10 years, it's probably going to change again. So just know that. Deal with that as an adult. You can't predict nothing. Blah. Now we have gar, G-A-R, first form. It's an interjection from 1598. It is used as a mild oath in the phrase, by gar. I don't think I've ever heard of this. I'm going to start saying this. Oh, by gar. It's a euphemism for the word God. I guess people didn't want to say God. They thought that was a little too much, a little too scary. They thought God would strike them down if they said the word out loud. So they said, well, what's similar? Gar? Oh, by garsh. Maybe that's how we got garsh. Yeah, so that's a go. This is a new one to me, and I shall use it if I remember. The second form of gar is a noun from 1765. It is any of various fishes that have an elongate body resembling that of a pike and long, narrow jaws. As we got two sub-definitions, A, the synonym is the number one definition for the word needlefish, which makes me think because it's so long and slender, they're like, it's a needle. That fish is like a needle. 1B, or just B. Any of several predaceous North American freshwater bony fishes with heavy ganoid scales. Oh, hey, look, we can just go back a tiny little bit. Was it just the previous episode? I haven't recorded all week. Ah, here we go. Ganoid. Yes, a fish, like a sturgeon or a gar, with ganoid scales. Fish scales consisting of bone and an outer shiny layer resembling enamel. So the gars have ganoid scales. The family name for these gars is Lepisostidae. 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 So by the way, this word gar is short for garfish, which is probably going to be in the next episode, I would assume. So I'm scrolling through, Oh, it's not even going to be in the next episode. The one after that. It's in the one after that. Okay, we got another one. The third form of gar is an abbreviation for garage, or as some people like to say, garage. The last word, the very, very, very last word, is an abbreviation again. It is all caps. It is G-A-R, gar. It stands for the Grand Army of the Republic. The Grand Army of the Republic. Maybe sometimes they had gaps in their military defense. Okay, it's time to pick a word of the episode. Today we had Ganymede, G-A-O, jail, spelled amazingly. Gap, gap, gape, gape, gaper, gapeworm, gaping, gap junction, gapped scale, gap toothed, gap year, gar, 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 G-A-R. Let's see. Ooh, I do like a gapped scale, especially the more bluesy pentatonic scale. Oh boy, my brain really wants to remember how that goes. It's like bump, bump, bump. There's like a flattened note in there, and man, that's where my brain likes to go. But anyway, I'm gonna pick gap-toothed as the word of the episode. Two words with a hyphen. Oh, see what they did there? There would have been a gap there between the words, but they put in a hyphen, so they got rid of the gap. Gap-tooth women are really great. Watch the documentary. It's gonna tell you all about the gap-tooth women. They got spaces between their teeth. Oh, wow, what a fantastic song. There were no gaps in it whatsoever. So let's talk about another movie that I watched. The next movie on the list is Bride Hard. I watched this on a plane. A friend, interesting thing about this, if I remember correctly, a friend had messaged a while ago to Sharon and I about this movie that they had just learned about. And they said, this is weird because I had an almost identical idea for this film. And I think that they even wrote a script for it, or at least like a good chunk of it or something. And they're like, ah. I mean, it was a little bit different, but yeah, what's the idea? The idea is that the maid of honor is secretly a spy and is very good at fighting and guns. And I'm going to bring up this movie on the IMDb so I can give you more information, because I want to give proper information. But basically, you want something just silly, just so silly. This is a fun one. You want something that you don't really have to pay, you don't really have to think about too hard. This is a fun movie to watch. Some people probably say it's not great, but if you are watching it for what it is, it does not take itself seriously at all, and it shouldn't, because it's silliness. Breitheart. Rebel Wilson plays the spy, and we've got other great people. Anna Camp, she was the bride, I think, and I thought she was so funny. She was so great. Stephen Dorff, Anna Chlumsky, Divine Joy Randolph. I think there were some other people. Yeah, good fun cast. Silly, silly movie. Breitheart. I'm not gonna complain about stuff like this. It's just funness. It's just funness. All right, with that, we shall end this episode. Thank you so much for checking out this show. And until next time, this has been, still is, Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.